Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Global trends and rapidly evolving societal needs continue to pose critical natural science challenges. It is the use of natural resources on the global scale which has the potential to impact the nation's ability to sustain its economy, national security, quality of life, and natural environment. The U.S. Geological Survey has a reputation as a leader in natural science monitoring, assessing, and research. It also plays a vital role in the federal response to many resource challenges facing this nation. With us this morning to discuss his efforts in this area is Robert Doyle, Deputy Director of the U.S. Geological Survey. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Kunal Saravanchi, Associate Partner in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. Good morning, Kunal.
Good morning, Al.
Bob, let's start off by learning a bit more about the U.S. Geological Survey, or the USGS. Can you take a few minutes to tell us a little bit about its history, its evolution, and the current mission today?
USGS is a science agency for the Department of Interior. We have a long, proud tradition and a well-earned reputation of providing objective and credible science and information products. Our origins date back to 1879, when we were chartered by Congress to classify the public lands and to examine geologic structures and mineral resources on the federal domain. And then over the next 130 intervening years, we've become the leading earth science agency in the nation. And we are the primary source of data on nation surface and groundwater resources, important information for water managers and emergency responders. We produce authoritative assessments of energy and minerals, both on land and offshore. You may be familiar with a recent report on unconventional oil and gas off the coast in Alaska and the Arctic. We issue hazard warnings for earthquakes, volcanoes, landslides, and we also conduct research on wildlife diseases and ecosystem services. And we serve as a premier civilian mapping agency, noted as for our signature product, the topographic maps. We have a tremendous strength in terms of our integrated sciences. We have modeling capabilities, and we have long-term monitoring networks that we're able to bring to bear to address some of the natural resource issues that are facing this country. We provide important science information and products to policymakers and resource managers in the department that demonstrate our relevancy to their work.
So that's a very broad mission. Could you give us a sense of the scale at the USGS in terms of how it's organized, size of its overall budget, perhaps number of employees, and how you're dispersed across the country?
Sure. We have approximately 8,500 employees, about 1,300 located at our headquarters in Reston, Virginia, and 7,200 employees that are located in our field offices across the nation. We have an office in every state. Our budget is about $1.4 billion, $400 of which monies that we receive from cooperators and other folks that we do work on their behalf. As a science organization, we are located near colleges and universities where we have an opportunity to have mutual benefit, to share resources with students, professors, and the physical laboratories. We use approximately 250 emeritus scientists. These are people who have retired from the agency but wish to continue to do their science work or to share their institutional knowledge and expertise with the scientists who continue to work at the agency. And we utilize about 2,500 volunteers, sort of citizen scientists. And we have about anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 contractors in the workforce to help complement our career workforce.
So, Bob, with this broad overview of the organization, could you tell us a bit more about your specific role as deputy director? What are your specific responsibilities and duties?
Well, our primary role is to focus on internal operations. make sure the buses run, so to speak, try to make sure that things are running efficiently and effectively, and that we have a system of accountability to ensure that our goals and objectives are accomplished.
So with respect to these responsibilities and duties, what would you say are your three most significant challenges that you have faced in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
I would say the biggest challenge that I had was when I first came aboard about 4 years ago was to restore fiscal integrity to the financial operations. The USGS was in a position where they were unable to get an opinion on their financial statements. We had some problems in internal operations, so my task was to try to restore the credibility to fiscal operations and brought in some new people. We made some investments in the financial operations. We hired some new folks. We changed some of our business practices. We engaged the senior leadership in the organization, engaged the employees to get them to understand and appreciate that financial integrity was their responsibility as much as it was for the administrative folks. And so it was my view that they should be treating administration and financial matters with the same degree of integrity and transparency that they do with the science projects.
I understand that you started your federal career back with HUD. Could you tell us a bit about your career and what brought you over to the USGS?
Well, I started with federal service about 35 years ago, equal opportunity specialist with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And then over the next 15 years, I operated in a number of different positions in the administrative field, from budget, finance, and procurement to human capital, property, and IT. And so after 15 years at HUD, I decided to take a position with the Department of Interior. And I've served in an executive capacity within Interior with the Bureau, first with the Bureau of Mines, then I later worked with the Bureau of Land Management, and now I'm currently working with the U.S. Geological Survey.
That's great. So Bob, as you sort of reflect back on the 35 years of federal service and the various departments and bureaus that you've worked for, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role? And how has it shaped your management approach and your leadership style?
Well, I would have to say that having worked through all the major administrative functional areas gave me a good appreciation of the governance process that exists within government, across government, within the department. And that knowledge is very helpful in trying to craft strategies for getting things done. I have had opportunities to take on some very challenging and difficult assignments, taught me how to make some tough decisions. When you serve as a deputy of any agency, you have to be willing to say no. And I've also, you know, worked in a variety of leadership positions at other agencies where you're forced to establish your priorities and you have to learn to where to focus your energies.
What is the U.S. Geological Survey science strategy? We will ask Robert Doyle, Deputy Director of the USGS, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.